You can go just about anywhere and get a beer. But where in New York do you go if you want a really good beer?
The New York State Brewers Association have spoken, and they say one place is the Auburn-based Prison City Pub and Brewery.
And while it's all well and good to hear about how good a beer is, we decided we really needed to experience it firsthand. So Joe and I, we made the trip out to Auburn to visit the award-winning brewery,
where we chat with owner Mark Schultz about what makes his beer so special and about the growing craft beer industry. That's this week on the 315.
Digital content on WAER is supported by SRC Incorporated, a not-for-profit defense contractor working to create an exceptional employee experience through respect, teamwork, and the freedom to innovate. Learn more at srcinc.com/careers.
The New York State Brewers Association announced the winners of its third annual New York State Craft Beer Competition. The Governor's Craft Beer Cup is given to the best of show beer, and that was awarded to Auburn-based Prison City Pub and Brewery for their brew Wham Whams in the experimental beer category.
So we swung by the brewery to get a sense of what it's all about. And you know, Joe, the first thing we noticed is we were not alone. There was a lot of people taking in some good beer in the middle of a workday.
Yeah, well, it was lunchtime, so there was the lunch crowd certainly having lunch. But yeah, there were folks pouring beer and tasting and sipping beer. Very nice atmosphere. I kind of like the sort of industrial look of the place, but still sort of a hip gastropub vibe.
So without being able to see it, for anyone who's listening, if you just try to close your eyes and think Prison City Pub and Brewery, if you are thinking a little bit more of what Joe just described, that's very accurate. I think the inside goes so well with the name on the outside as well. While we were happy to, you know, see an active, vibrant crowd in the middle of a workday, as we said, the real reason we made the trip was to speak with the man in charge and to get to know more about not just craft beer, but also the New York State Craft Beer Competition.
So can you tell us a bit more about the awards themselves, the competition?
Yeah, so I think this is the third straight year where the Brewers Association is now, the New York State Brewers Association has held our own kind of internal awards where we're just focusing on New York State craft beer. There were, I believe, 28 categories this year. What we love most about it is the judging process. Actually, Dawn, my wife, was one of the judges. Brewers, beer certified judges, like this is like, frankly, a legit competition. So that gives a lot of credence to it. You know, I mean, a lot of numbers behind it makes it legit. But this was the first year that they've done it where we were all in the same room for the first time. It's been kind of unceremonious the last couple of years. So this year was extra special. For the last couple of years, the Brewers Association has held their own beer conference for us all to get together. There's different seminars, lectures and whatnot, a couple of keynote events. And this year was the first year that on Friday night we did the awards ceremony and kind of in between all that.
So you're able to watch the judging then?
Not all the brewers are, but there are brewers in the room that are watching. Dawn was watching the judging. She judged different categories. They do remove brewery owners, brewers from beers that they submitted. So I believe we submitted six different beers. I think maybe it was five. So Dawn was not eligible to judge those categories because you certainly, you know, again, to lend a certain amount of credential to that, you can't. And then she was also asked not to participate in the last round, which is the Judges' Cup, where they essentially round up all of the gold medal winners for a round robin to determine the Governor's Cup, what is the best beer in New York State.
Okay.
So Dawn was originally supposed to judge for that. She was asked to step aside, which means, I guess the only tell there is we know we won a gold, but we had no idea for what.
Okay.
So just hearing you kind of talk about how you feel there's this legitimacy in these awards, is that because this is how it feels hearing you talk about it. It feels like it's people who are in the thick of it in this brewing industry are judging others who are in this brewing industry.
Yeah, they're
judged by peers, yeah.
Yeah, well, not only peer group, but you're talking about brewers that have been doing it for a long time, like Hutch Kujman, who's the brewer at the CIA Brewery, Culinary Institute of America.
They won something.
They won, yeah. and they actually won Best Brewery in New York State, as well they should. Hutchie's a very talented brewer. That cat's been pulling hardware since he was brewing in the early 90s up at the Great Adirondack Brewing up in Lake Placid. And beer writers, bar owners, beer certified judges, like legit judges. So, yeah, it's a legit competition.
Tell me a little bit about what we're sipping on now. We are drinking your silver medal winner, Illusion of Knowledge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's in the pale ale category. There were 36 entries in there, so you got to feel good about showing in the top three out of 36. So what are the characteristics of this beer?
Yeah, so this is a really cool beer, and one that we're extra proud to win because it's more of that West Coast, like that old school traditional pale ale style. You're getting more hop bitterness rather than these new, I'm drinking Wavy Gravy, a New England style double IPA. It's more of that tropical note. So what we like most about it is we won in a variety of categories. You know, we won for a sour beer, we won for our pale ale, and then we won for a bourbon barrel aged imperial stout. That's essential to us as a brew pub to have a wide variety of beers, but Ben Maeso, our head brewer, that's important to him. He loves to brew. Obviously, look, we have up to 18 house beers on right now. We have three lagers, a light lager, a pilsner, and a Doppelbock. We have a stout coming out later today, just a few New England styles, a couple of sours, so you can kind of get an idea of what our ethos is about as far as what beer we want to have on, a wide variety of beers.
So now the two of the beers that won are not on the menu.
Yeah.
So were they brewed specifically for the competition, or is that something that you normally serve?
No, being a small five-barrel brewery, we have to be very nimble. Our MO over the last 4 years, it actually sounds kind of pompous that I'm about to say what I'm about to say, but our MO is whenever we win an award or recognition for something, we never have that beer available. Never. Our history, we won a silver medal in our first year for a Belgian pale ale. We didn't have that. Actually, at GABF in Denver, people were like, let's try that medal winner. We're like, man, we don't have that. When Pace Magazine declared Mass Riot the number one IPA, we didn't have that for almost 2 months.
What's the law? What's the thinking behind that?
The thinking is Ben doesn't like entering competitions. Dawn's very competitive, so she wants to enter, and it's, you know, it's not about the recognition. The hardware is very nice. It comes down to the marketing sometimes of the brewery, but it's also, we like to be judged against our peer group because that challenges us. That, you know, I don't think Ben needs a fire lit under his tail to brew great beer, but it helps us continue to know, like, we are making great beer. This is 400 breweries in New York State. You've got to be making some dang good beer to compete, and this helps us feel good about what we're doing in a sense.
And if the taste wasn't enough to entice some beer enthusiasts, well, how about some of these names? Wham Whams, Seward's Folly, and my personal favorite, Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
There's a uniqueness that comes with the naming of craft beers that I think maybe would be new to a lot of people. For you guys, where does the naming come from? Who's involved in the naming process?
We have a lot of, too many cooks in the kitchen when it comes to naming beers sometimes. We overthink it. It's a nightmare to name a beer right now because over 7,500 breweries in the country. We're all very like-minded people. We're all, especially all the newer breweries. We've only been open 4.5 years, as are most breweries. So you're thinking of generation, not millennials, but younger. Hip-hop's really important. We all kind of have the same nerdy movies that we like to reference. And being that we are Prison City Pub and Brewery with a large correctional facility down the street. So for us, it's kind of a blend of how do we kind of use that prison theme in the naming of the beers versus pop culture versus me just thinking up something completely ridiculously goofy that makes me chuckle that may or may not make someone else chuckle. So there's kind of a variety of that.
Now, Joe, my adult beverage of choice is beer, but we might say my beer catalog is a bit thin. You have, on more than one occasion, made fun of my light beer drinking, the Coors Light and the Bud Light, but when we went to Prison City, you know, we're being introduced to a different kind of beer.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to step your game up just a little bit.
I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with Bud Light and stuff like that, but it's a new era, and these craft beer places are just popping up like ants at a picnic. And so there was some really good stuff. Now, I'm not the biggest beer drinker, and I can't put it all on you. I'm a whiskey and wine kind of guy, but I'm really starting to dig some IPAs, and this was a good place to taste some different beers.
And I haven't had a ton of craft beer, but I will say the craft beer I've had, while maybe hesitant to branch out in this new era, as you called it, I really enjoy the craft beer I've had.
Now, what was real interesting for me was getting to hear Mark just explain what is different about the variety of craft beers that they have on hand.
I'm hoping you can take us to school for a minute for someone who's kind of a casual beer drinker.
Mm-hmm.
We're enjoying the pale ale right now, which, like you said, has that distinct taste to it. In terms of a brewing aspect, what's the difference when you guys are brewing a pale ale? Like, what's unique about that brewing process?
Honestly, not much that's unique about brewing a pale ale. Every beer style, it comes down to what are the malts that are being used in that beer. To make a dark beer, believe it or not, there's just a small amount of dark malts that need to go in that. And when you're thinking about malt, it's just barley that's been roasted. And you roast the barley to what kind of beer? Light roast, you're going to get a lighter beer. It's just like coffee beans in a sense, if you think about it that way. So we get some dark roasted malts. It's almost burnt. And there's just a small amount of that goes in to give it the color mostly. But then you've got these roasty coffee flavors that kind of come from that. And then it depends on the pale ale we're brewing. If we're using a New England pale ale, it's what style of yeast and what hops. Traditionally, they're Southern Hemisphere hops, New Zealand, Australia. That's the type of hops that a lot of breweries are using right now to brew these New England style IPAs or pale ales, because it lends these big tropical aromas that, you know, hops from the Pacific Northwest or even New York State don't lend. You typically get piney, grapefruit, light citrusy notes from. So I guess that's really as basic as I can put it. I don't know if that really answers your question, but that's really the big difference.
This place is hopping right now, and it's lunchtime. I know it's the lunch hour. And so this is a really popular thing now. Do you see slowdown for the craft beer industry, or is it just going to continue to grow?
That is the million-dollar question that, you know, you hear the word bubble. It's been brought up for, I want to say, the last 4 years. We don't believe there's a bubble in the beer business. I guess it kind of, if you look at it in a sense that now there's 7,500 breweries in the U.S., I believe there's over 70, almost 8,000 wineries in the United States. I don't hear about wineries closing every day.
Right.
I think if there is a bubble, it's in that if you're not making good beer, you're probably in trouble. And if you're a brewer and you don't have good business acumen and you don't know how to run your business, you're probably in trouble. Reality is it's getting hyper local. People really want it's going really kind of backtracking to the early roots of brewing, you know, where every area had a couple of. Auburn used to have 5 breweries going, I believe, at one time.
Wow.
And for a population today is 30,000. That's pretty remarkable in itself. So that's moving. That being said, we are a busier type of place. And frankly, it's a lot of that has to do with we feel like we run a good business. We feel like we put a really good product out. We obviously have a brewer that makes really good beer. And when you get awards every now and again, that certainly doesn't help. It certainly puts you at the forefront. We're in the conversation maybe a little bit more than some other breweries are. I don't know that there's a slowdown coming, though.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm in trouble.
I'm looking for 2 recommendations.
Okay.
One is for a person listening that doesn't consider themselves a beer drinker. What kind of beer would you suggest that they get started with that wouldn't be an instant turnoff?
Yep.
And the second recommendation is, what beer on the menu do you suggest that Kevin and I tried today, what beer on the menu that says to you, if I entered this into a competition today, it's going to kick some butt?
All right. The first part's very easy for me. The second part, I don't know that I can answer. but to answer the first part of your question, you know, in recommending like someone, I don't really like beer or I don't like this. Well, you know, if the best thing I can say, if you don't like beer but you're interested in it, ask your server, talk to your bartender, talk to the brewer, talk to the staff that's on hand. Again, because we have 18 different beers, they range in all kinds of flavors, from a light lager that is probably something that was the first beer you stole out of your old man's cooler, you know, when you probably shouldn't have been. We've got a beer that tastes like that, all the way up to a brown ale that we threw some Cocoa Puff cereal in. And then we've got sour beers. So you can't, once you, like, we were at a brew fest. We were actually at the New York Brewers Festival on Saturday in Albany. And there were people like, I don't really like sours. And what's it? We had our Cool Hand Cuke, which is a sour, and it has cucumbers and basil at it. And I started to them, well, do you like pickles? Oh, I love pickles. I'm like, all right, well, we actually use lactobacillus in this beer, which is the souring agent, the bacteria that's used to pickle cucumbers. So not that it tastes like pickled juice, but when you start having that conversation with somebody, like, oh, now they thought about it in that context, I do like this beer. So that engaging, not just shutting yourself off, don't assume. It's like when you're a kid, right? Try to eat these Brussels. I don't like Brussels sprouts. I don't like, but your palate changes over time. You'll surprise yourself what you may or may not like. And given the variety of beer that's out there right now, there's really no excuse not to at least try something. Right. Mom always said, at least try it, right?
Exactly.
Don't ignore Mom. Do what Mom says. The second part...
Yeah, I'm not going to let you off the hook on that one. There's got to be something on the menu that you say, man, this is the one.
Yeah, you know...
Or which one says Prison City Brewing?
Boy, that's... So, boy, that's now you're making it more difficult. Thanks, Joe. You know, we are really known for our New England style IPAs. So I would say any of our New England styles. And the one thing that's really nice about them is you hear IPA and a lot of beer drinkers like, oh, no, I don't like IPAs. This New England style IPA has really changed that conversation because they're softer. They're more tropical and sweeter. They're not like the big, bitter IPA bombs that were coming out of the West Coast from Sierra Nevada, Russian River with Pliny. I love those beers, but not everybody does. These new IPAs have kind of opened the doors for more beer drinkers to kind of enter it. So I guess I did answer it.
New
England style IPAs.
I'm really enjoying what we're tasting now. We have some food down in front of us. I'm having the salmon burger. Kevin's having a burger. So we're going to jump into this. We want to thank you for chatting with us on the 315. This was, I found it pretty educational.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't consider myself an informed beer drinker. I like an occasional brew. I'm a whiskey and wine guy. But this is really turning me on, and I really like the atmosphere in here. I like what you've done with the place. So we really appreciate you chatting with us.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. My pleasure.
So it's closing time here on the 315. Big thanks to Mark Schultz for allowing us to swing by and chat about the craft beer industry happening right here in New York. Find more about the Prison City Pub at prisoncitybrewing.com.
Oh, and by the way, not just good beer.
Good food.
And some good food, too. Some really good food. We had a good lunch there. If you enjoyed this episode, you can catch up on what's happening in Central New York by listening to archived episodes of the 315 at WAER.org. And let us know who you think we should talk to next. Leave your comments on the 315 Facebook page. And please, do us a favor. Rate the show on iTunes, and let's let the world know what a great place Syracuse is. I'm Joe Lee.
And I'm Kevin Kloss. Thanks for listening.